If you want to skip out on a day of commuting, you could fake a stomach flu, or you could talk your boss into letting you work 4 10-hour days and then take a nice long weekend every single weekend. But an 8-hour day can seem long. Working 10 hours in a row? Well, let's just say you might take a lot more YouTube breaks. Denise Truesdale is a legal secretary. She's been working 4-day weeks on a trial period. She admits working 10 hours straight can be tough.
Usually by noon, sometimes I feel like I could curl up and take a quick little nap, but just have to keep moving. Every now and then I have to run down to the vending machine to get a little sweet just to keep my energy level up.
But she says she loves having 3-day weekends, and that's what keeps her going.
I think some employers are leery of the 4-day work week because they don't think the productivity is going to be there. People get tired easier. But I think it's an incentive for people to maybe work a little harder because they've got something to look forward to.
Bosses like the 4-day week because they can sometimes save money by closing the office 1 day a week, and they can make their employees a little happier. John Walsh oversees 94 custodians at Kent State University in Ohio. He's trying out the 4-day week for his workers.
They're not the highest paid on campus. With this summer coming up and the rise of gas, I brought it up and challenged my supervision to come up with a plan to see if we could make this work.
He won his supervisors over, so the schedule's in full swing. He says it's actually easier to get projects done with 10-hour days, things like stripping and waxing a floor. And Walsh says his workers love cutting back on their commutes.
Well, I've been in this position for 8 years, and I think this is the highest our morale has ever been. Teamwork is the highest I've ever seen it.
He says they have to make sure there's enough staff on duty to get everything done, like making sure trash doesn't pile up. Quite a few companies and government offices are taking the 4-day week seriously. Utah's governor just made it mandatory for most state employees, and at least 8 other state governments are offering 4-day weeks, or at least considering them. They say they're helping out employees who are feeling squeezed by gas prices, and a lot of people say they save at least 1 tank of gas a month. But a short work week might not always be an energy saver. Frank Stafford is an economist at the University of Michigan. He studies how people use their time.
So would you, on your now newly awarded Friday off, stay home and save gas? So you might drive as many miles on your day off as you did round trip. It's pretty subtle. I mean, people are going to say, well, now this is I got a 3rd day off, so why don't I drive around and do some errands and enjoy myself?
But Stafford says still, there's a clear trend happening. He thinks more employers will offer flexible schedules as gas prices rise. And as those gas prices stick around, they're probably going to change our traditional work weeks for good. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.